smoker that's having a sale. It's amazing. And you hear boom, and you see, like, arms and legs fall off. No sign of the body or the head. Just gone. Yeah. Just gone. Just the arms and legs go, form a little bloody pile. And this appears to turn on Doyle. So, now we're going for the ones attacking... one's attacking Omen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1, 10. Let's see. So, one hit.
I take it one fumble. Those 60s that those 60 that were in reserve are not feeling good about charging. This
no, course. You see them kind of like starting to back away. Like
how many were we meant to have each attacking us?
Well, you were meant to have 10. I only rolled 9 for you because you evaporated one.
Yeah.
So it looks like he manages to destroy some target gear. The one that actually did manage to hit you through all this cover that you got did a real three stun, two real.
It misses.
Yeah, you spend pause on it very well. Now the ones that hammer the fuck out of Jameis every turn, and I don't know why. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh my god, they all missed him at last. Apparently his cover. They keep hitting 3 or 4 guys on him. Mathematically, not good, but I figured Jameis's number was just up. So, now the ones on...
Doyle?
You got, like, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God, one crit. And one hit, two hit, three hit, four hit. Four. Oh, sorry, did I count that? Oh, I counted 19.
One crit, three ordinaries.
All right, so three ordinaries. Ding, ding, ding. Hey. And the crit.
Yeah.
I do not speak your language. And now we're going to next round as, yes, again, heroes went first. So,
ta-da!
Cthulhu loves you. This time, however, the villains are first and cannot use magic. Unfortunately, their spellcaster had her head crushed in the first couple rounds of melee. First round down. Wisecracking is approved. Jameis is probably in the best position to do it. But first, let's see, Doyle's guys. Let me check a little something here. They're all running like bitches. Like, yeah! The 60 are like, Tivo! And are running.
Oh, everyone's like fleeing?
Yeah. Omen's guys, Jameis's guys. Omen's guys,
Tivo!
And Jameis's guys. Kill that white bitch! He's Mexican! Die, punk! They're the only one. They haven't realized that the rest of the attack is breaking off and running yet. So it looks like just Jameis's guys, because they've been doing great. They don't know everybody else has fucked it up. So they continue pelting Jameis with shit. My breakup roll. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One hit, one crit.
Oh,
wow.
God damn.
The client is low. You get the crit, and the client gets the hit. Client hit. And. Oh, yeah, he's very unconscious now. And the crit on Jameis. Here we go. 4. 2 real, 2 stun. Happy days.
Just
a hit. Just shows Jameis getting beat the fuck out of him. Doyle's running around. He's got pretty much 2 legs and the crotch area, and the rest of his creature's gone. He's running around going, ah! He separates the 2 legs. Now there's like D4 clubs, but you get 2 of them. So, right, going for hero's turn, Omen. Now, if you are firing at any of his, Doyle is running around in that area. So,
well,
he has,
what am I looking at? I mean, we moved away from where Doyle was to get to the...
You did, but his guys are around him in a very loose thing. So light
yeah,
cover.
But the other ones are pelting Jameis.
Oh, yeah, they're great. You can shoot them without any problem.
All right, okay.
You know, well, Doyle's chasing his off with 2 legs.
Yeah, that's no problem. I adrenaline boosted and made that, and then made the sand roll, so I'm going to have 2 shots this round.
Cool.
Or 8, that's a crit. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, he dies. And the other one.
Yeah. One just evaporates. Just a little spear falls. And Erwin dies as well.
And the other one, 13.
Jameis, it looks like you'll have less people killing you next round if their morale holds, but it looks like most of them are doing the let's run away before we become extinct thing. And so, Jameis, what are you doing? Or did you already go?
Six is my friend. My friend. Oh, well, that wasn't an invitation, you bastards.
And, successful mission card. Oh, very nice. Right. So, now we're going into what will hopefully be...
Was Doyle going to do anything that round?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to chase after him? Or, you're probably not going to catch him. They are faster, but you could throw a leg at one for a D4 plus half your strength bonus.
I'll just stop, drop the legs, and just go, and lo, he rode a pale horse.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Villains are first and get reinforcements.
Shitload
of them coming out of the woods and stuff, because apparently this was like the lulling you into a false sense of security. Doyle beats on his chest. Drive-by shootings are approved. This would be an awesome time for a fucking, seize. Gosh. I'll give everybody one card to see if we can end evil. How's that?
Won't be pulled.
So. Yeah, I know, but it's fine. See how much fun I had there?
Everyone.
Yeah, here's a new card for
everyone. Well, screwed me.
Yeah, it screwed you. Hold on, yeah. And so you got a skill 5 that isn't pulled. Good for you. So it looks like you are now doing the Indiana Jones thing where you were going after some tribesmen, and then there's a shitload more tribesmen, and you're going, okay. Or in your case, you might be going, yeah, just charging at them. I fucking don't know. So, drive-by shootings are approved. They're doing the, like, running forward, like, going, yeah, 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 yeah. You guess there's no more than 200.
I slowly bend down and pick up one of their tiny spears and just stand back up.
And
draw the line.
Oh, yeah. And for Terry Moa, thinking maybe evil is ended.
The side of the building and throw it at them.
Pardon me?
I pick up the side of the building and throw it at them.
That'll be your cover, though, that you're throwing.
Yeah, it'll also be a big, huge, heavy, bigger rock that's going to smash an old punch at them.
Go for it.
Big and slave.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. No problem. And a throw roll for accuracy, as you definitely have the strength to pick up the side of the... roll 2d20. You want to get more than the number of attackers you had left to crush them all.
Oh, I figured you were throwing at the giant wave of people that were coming at us.
No, you can't even reach them.
Oh, okay.
A couple of rounds off yet.
Wow, an alt one.
It shows all of them looking up and the fucking shadow in the arrow. And then it goes quiet.
Yeah.
All right.
A small bit of blood trickles out from underneath the rock.
Nice. There's your extra card for that.
Get used to Rage Hole Pad.
Mm-hmm. And again, parkour card for that. That was nice. So now we're going into next round of the more dramatic combat.
Is it still dramatic even though frickin' Holmchick's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the fucking fight to the death. Yes. Boy, yeah.
Success. I didn't get an action last round, but I didn't want to do anything.
So. Oh, you didn't? Okay. Successfully picking somebody up is approved. Villains are first. Heroes get a free reload, which is why Richard's all happy.
Given that not standard bullets, does that count? No matter what the ammo is?
It's just reloaded, unless he wants a different gun reloaded, but I don't think he has one. Now, keep in mind, for shooting these little fuckers, they are quite some distance
away.
They're
too far away, yeah.
Well, you could still hit them, you're just at negative 60, so I don't know if I'd go for that. But right, they're at 100 feet, they're now at 60 feet. They all fucking doing the, running forward, and a lot of them have, like, paint on them and shit. And Doyle standing there with the spear, and... He's getting ready to fucking play baseball with the spear. All right, so... you want to give me a critical intimidation there?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll do what I can.
Skill plus 5.
Yeah, is that pulled up?
Sure, yeah, I got pulled in the last round. Do you want to play that?
Yep.
Done? You could end horror right now.
Yeah,
just
we'll
make a crit. That's
we'll
all I want is a crit. Just a crit.
And a skill plus 5 goes on top of your crit. So
yeah.
What's that?
So you need, well, your crit,
it goes
like
on your crit range
eight.
Rather than on your skill.
Right. Because I'm looking for, what's your normal intimidate?
100.
So I'm looking for a 15 or less.
23 is not going to count.
Alright. No problem at all. So, yep, he gets ready and looks happy about it. And, let's see, Richard, what do you do? They're at 60 feet, which is like a negative.
Get closer, you.
And, Jameis.
I pick up the client.
Alright. Give me a strength versus his size.
Yeah, I got strength. Strength is something absurd.
Oh, because he's 17. Got a size of 10. He's heavy.
Strength 17.
So, is that 35? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you made it by and 4.
Yeah. Made it, I get the card.
You get a card.
And so, run now? Ooh, bye.
Thank God for the leadership. All right, so, and, yeah, it looks like there's only 200 of them. They all got rocks and spears and shit. The other ones that we're fighting are still running. They have no interest in coming back because bad things. Except for the ones that were doing bad things to Jameis.
They got crushed by rocks.
Right. And so, villains are first. They continue their mad rush, and you see Doyle disappearing into them. They move up to Doyle there. About 40 feet away from Richard, which I believe puts him at like a negative 30 if he wants to try capping their asses. And throwing your shoe is approved.
But it would take a full action to take my shoe off.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, if you had a shoe handy.
Having the leadership, I'm going to give the successor mission over to Doyle just because he's got the last minute of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a leaf.
Successful mission?
You can also give one card to somebody else if you wanted to.
Yeah, crap cards. I don't care if they go away.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that way, in case of trading and stuff. Right. Never a bad thing.
Take a pack of Rage a Hole there.
What does Rage a Hole do?
Not much in this case, but it sounds.
If you get a bunch of plus damage cards, you play Rage a Hole instead of just being able to play one plus damage card on a single hit. You play any plus damage card you got on a single hit.
Yeah, that's not that big of a deal against multiple opponents.
No, not for this fight. But, the Inspired Doll helped Jameis' ass out. So, right. Doyle, you have many targets. They can fit, like, up to 8 on you at a time type thing. Because they're little fuckers.
Okay. I'm going to hit them a lot with the spear.
Enjoy.
Acting as a little, you know, D6 club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just using it as a stick, basically. You're not actually interested in sticking anybody. Although you get a check and spear. You go.
Yeah, when I knock one down, I'll do that. Because I've got spear skill. It's just not that good.
There you go. Plus 30 always helps.
7 points of damage. That was the one that ran up. I was doing the baseball pose, and he just took it in the face.
Got it. You lay him out. And, Terry, you got the client above your head just like an umbrella. What do you do? Unless you don't want him up there. I figured you've gotten enough of an ass beating where you're starting to get a little bit tender.
I'm going to tuck under my arm.
Okay.
I'm going to move further away from the ravening horde if it moves go to the forest a bit.
Like, as in sprint?
Can I sprint holding it?
Yeah, you're really strong. You're doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper by carrying somebody. And Omen, looks like, Moa's taking off.
Doing a fighting creep, following him. I'm not shooting because they're not close enough yet, so.
Like fighting creep or run like a bitch? Fighting creep's 10 feet. Run like a bitch, 30 feet.
I said fighting retreat, and as they're not close enough yet, run.
Ah, so run like a bitch. Yeah. Got it. That's different than a fighting creep. No problem.
No. It sounds more heroic the way I say it.
Oh, right. So you guys run like bitches. Got it. Okay, and going over to...
Bye, Doyle. Have fun.
What do you want pulled up? Plus one?
Yeah. Well, plus one's been pulled.
It's got all of them pulled.
Oh, all of them are pulled? Thank God.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's right, because leadership. Yeah, put them right into my hand.
Okay. And villains are first and get a total heal. A lot of the ones that were just knocked out and shit are, like, sitting up like, huh? And shield bashing a foe is approved, if only out of fucking shield.
Yep.
One steps up, and Doyle's 8 attack, actually, they're going to go into one bigger attack. They're basically trying to grapple, like everybody just grab you type thing to try to bury you down. I'm like, ah!
Okay, so they all roll individual grapple rolls.
I was just going to do one big
grapple. No, I've asked you if we can do that as PCs, and you said no. You cannot aid in
grapple. Individual grapple rolls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Give me a fucking break. Not one. Fine. Yeah, yeah, fuck you guys. All right, yeah, Doyle's like, oh! And, right, not going well for them. So, and he shows Doyle popping another one in the head, like, I like
that. No, I'm going to smash one with my fist.
Okay. And
it was a critical success.
Okay.
18 points of damage.
Yeah, he won't come back if they get a total heal, I'll tell you that. And, right, so, meanwhile, the others are running after you guys, and you notice they're a little quicker than you.
Which is why I wasn't running.
Yeah, so what are you two doing? They move 40 feet on a successful sprint, you're noticing. And
I've not seen them successfully sprint, so
they're about 40 feet away from you right now. What are you guys doing?
Grenades would have made this much easier.
Oh, totally. What?
Stupid customs lady.
Stupid England. So, what are you guys doing?
Continue running.
Give me sprint rolls.
Do we know how far it is? No.
A lot further than we are. They're going to be on us soon. I'm still trying to get in the forest and make these videos.
But at least we split up, so that's good.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So do you guys both make sprint? That's all I want now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right. Let's see if they can make theirs. Yeah. All right. So, they're 30 feet away. Good. And, right. No problem at all.
Meanwhile, did I at least stop the bulk of them?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, you stopped maybe half.
Oh, well, that's, they're something.
Yeah, shit. And
it's like 100.
Yeah. They've only got 100 between them. Shit, that's 50 each. So you got 100 and each of them got 50. I don't see a problem here.
Yeah. I figure if I kill about 50 of them, they'll break anyways.
True.
If I have to put a re-roll code or something.
Villains are first. Wit is approved. All the bad guys catch you guys.
Yeah!
They, in fact, many of them, their movement carries past you guys, so they go with the simple surround. So if you want to, like, run, it'll be either sprint negative 30 or maneuver full.
So,
basically,
we're definitely going with all actions are not simultaneous now.
Oh, I see what you mean. Heroes are going at the same time. You're changing it from what it was, because I was saying heroes' actions, when the heroes go, are all at the same time. Now you're trying to spread it into the entire round happening at the same time. As opposed to villains, heroes. I always thought it was
everything happened at the same time.
That's
fine. I've got no problem with it. You go, I go, deal.
But it's a little simpler to keep track of rather than, you know.
As I say, I don't care.
Then don't bring it up. Is it just confusing for
us? Well, he was just clarifying for himself. It was
all at the same time, and now you've said no, it isn't. Now I know. It's fine.
So, anyway, let's see. And your guy, your happy eight, continue to try to grapple you. Doing my breakup roll here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Gosh, yes. Only two of them fumbled. Is that two fumbles I see? Yeah.
Are they 60 there, grapple then.
Their grapple's only 40, so, that's three fumbles. Okay, hold on. One, next action, big negative. Next action, big negative.
Do you parry your grapple? Is that how you avoid being grappled?
No, you could dodge. Well, yeah, you could parry. You're plus 20 to hit one of those little fuckers. Which, you know, that guy there, plus 20 to hit.
Really?
Totally. But, hold on, Matt. First, the ones that actually managed to grab you, who are not that little fucker. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. That's a lot of parrying.
That's a lot. Have fun.
All right. First guy, success. Second guy, minus 30. Success. Third guy, minus 60. Success. Fourth guy, I can't parry anymore.
All right. Doyle, so you got two guys on you.
Yep.
and one of, and a different guy, you're at a plus 20 to hit, one who did not hit you.
Yes.
So you've got two guys latched onto either legs. Like, carry me, daddy. No, no, carry me.
I go for the one with the plus 20 to hit. I'm stabbing that little fucker.
With the spear?
Yep.
All right. I did. It shows the spear point coming toward its face.
It was a D6, right?
Yeah.
I succeeded.
Doyle gets a check and a new weapon skill.
7 points of damage with this little tiny spear.
Just enough to take him out. Hey! It just shows him shaking at the end of the spear as you're, like, holding it there.
I've got two guys, like, crawling on me like monkeys.
Nice. All right, and now we go to,
I have all the natural weapons checked right now.
Nice. Terry Moa!
Did you take a stun off the door for this one? Here's him.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mention it. Minus one stun.
Okay. Wait, we healed one stun?
Or
we
took a stun? We took a stun.
Okay.
And...
So, by surrounded, as they were like with some simple action stuff?
Oh, totally. Yeah, you can kill as many as you want. If you
drop the crap and try to fast draw my sword.
Ching!
Oh, I do. Sweet. And can I take some on this round then?
Oh, yeah. Dropping's free. Simple action for the here we are, and chop for your full action. You are doing every possible thing available in one round, so congratulations.
And that's a fail.
And then you failed? All that? That was such build-up. Alright, and what's Omen doing?
How clustered are they? I mean,
pretty clustered.
I just want to support a reroll swap and play it on me there, Omen.
Now, sure. If you were to shoot, there's plenty to shoot where you're not going to worry about hitting your buddies.
Well, no, that's not what I was wondering. I mean, given that you're always saying
to look. Oh, yeah. You might take out multiple ones. You might take out a bunch.
I'm shooting anyway. It's just a question of whether or not it does it.
Yeah. There's enough of them, though, where I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
10 points of damage.
Oh, he's definitely dead.
Judo chop!
You decapitated his little monkey ass.
And 9 points of damage to somebody.
Did you hit by a lot?
I made it by at least 40, possibly 50.
Okay. Three guys die. Well, it just keeps going through them.
Yeah.
Okay. You got any ideas? I love it. Okay. So, now we go to next round. Unfortunately, it's still what we call a shitload there. A mega shitload, actually. Which one's the first? What?
I can't clean the movie.
Yeah. Villains are first, having guest GMs approved. Okay. The two guys, they hold on. They are new six. Did you let go of the spear, by the way?
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
He dramatically fell over. It's still sticking up and quivering slightly. The R6 on Doyle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Parry 2.
One hit.
Nice. The two that were already on you are attempting to use their strength against yours to make you fall over.
Okay.
Bro, don't fumble.
Don't fumble?
They got like a 9 or 8 strength, and you got like a 20.
Okay, I succeed.
Okay. Yeah. They might have all 8 of mine and you not notice. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. Okay. Meanwhile, Jameis, I got good news and bad news for you. The good news is you only got 2 incoming attacks this round. The bad news is the client has the rest. Grapple, 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 grapple. And they're the bonus to get it. So
can I parry?
Pardon? Yeah, roll parry. Parry and parry negative 30.
Bang, bang.
Ooh, parry negative 30 is the only one I care about.
As you know, that first one would be a fumble causing that.
Ooh.
I thought of your rolls, my roll.
What's that? You make them both?
I'm grappled twice.
Aha!
Actually,
they're not grappling. They're not trying to grapple you. They're trying to grapple a client. They're trying to kill your ass.
So what they're doing to me?
Yeah, they're poking you with their steely spear. Well, bronze actually. For
I thought they were just wood. They've got metal working.
Well, some bronze or chipped shit or whatever. But two real two stun and one real two stun.
It's not stupid. It's advanced.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not trying to grapple you. But the client that they get a plus 30 on, they grab that. They grab him except for the one guy who wants to kill himself.
I don't want to live!
He throws up on the client.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Everybody else looks at him like he's the slow one.
Well, you know, having any type of firearms or explosives or any kind of weapon at all would be really helpful against these guys. Stupid.
Having a flamethrower, you would become the angel of fucking death against these guys, because that is a spray attack.
Yeah.
You just, and you are the angel of fucking death.
I know what I'm getting from Big D next.
I am. And so that's all the... Richard, you did not go, sir.
I'm sure you'll sell it to me cheap. After the incident.
Nobody's gone.
Yeah, no one went.
Hmm?
It's just bad guys going over and over again now.
Oh Christ. Get going then, all of you. Everybody attacking and shit?
Now, I have a question. Mm-hmm. With all these people, are any of the back throwing towards the front? None of them are.
They're like, okay, waiting and yelling and shaking fists and trying to scare you?
Okay.
But
I was just hoping they'd pull the Nazis and end up killing themselves in a hail of...
They actually have better tactics than the Nazis did, you know. No, they're trying to get forward and, like, grapple you and take you down and impregnate you.
Gotcha. I'd rather not be impregnated. So...
Sure you would.
The one that's on my shoulder, I punch him in the face for 8 points.
He's off the shoulder. Nice. And, Jameis.
9 points. And triple X to stand on the client, so they have to move me, if I can.
You're going to stand on the client?
The intention is they have to move me if they're going to move him.
Okay. That's not a problem. And Richard.
Again with the leave or burn, I guess. I don't really...
Sure, give me an even harder intimidation roll because there's even more of them.
Yeah.
Go for the thing. Go for the thing.
Have a slap out of it.
This will be so difficult.
Yes.
So incredibly hard. So epic. So.
So
yeah, that fucking happened.
So anticlimactical.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No rerolls around.
And moving on.
It might be worth pause in this instance in order to get them to scatter rather than...
That's you.
Yeah. Let us see what we can do.
I'll probably just get their villains reinforcement. There's thousands of these things, apparently.
Yeah, I realize that.
They're as prolific as Nazis.
Most
keep running out of the building.
Most GMs give you an extra 4 or 10 and put on an extra 100 on top of 200. Yeah, two more helping.
Are you pausing, Richard? Or?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just...
Go ahead.
Ought 8.
They gibber at each other. One of them actually tries to gouge out his own eyes. And, next round. I know what they're doing over there. Villains are first. Attack is approved. Something good happens. Alright.
A giant comet falls from the sky and crushes like half of them. That'd be badass.
Yeah, that would be
badass. Would have flashbacks about running with his mom.
Yeah. Alright, so, first off, the bad guys go. The ones, basically, Omen, yours are pretty much like fleeing or running around or pulling their own heads off in fear. Chose one of them. Little sprinkler system. The one continues vomiting on the client. Two others haul him back. And the ones that have already grappled are now going to attempt to pit their combined strength against Terry Moa, standing on this motherfucker. What is Terry Moa's size? He's not actively... What?
11.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my... Wow.
Okay, so...
I thought you liked to play rugby. I thought you were...
He's the little guy that gets lost in the crowd. So, 21. Okay, so let's see. 15, 21, 6, 30. They need a 20 or less. They need a miracle.
Wow, they're really smooth creep.
They do. They're not very fucking strong, but there's like four of them or whatever.
Do they actually have a negative to like a minus D3? Because isn't it if your size and strength add up to like a certain number?
Yeah. Oh, they're not trying to do damage.
But they have been doing damage this entire time.
Nah, they're wiry.
Uh-huh.
So.
Fucker.
Yeah. They're magic. That's it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Now, the ones that are trying to get Doyle are still in full fight kill mode. So, you got two that try to bear you down.
One.
There was three on you.
There was two on me.
Three.
When did the third one get on me?
You don't know. You can't keep track of these little fuckers. I keep a note here. And whatever. I crossed them off for hit in the face. So, two on you. Roll strength, really low. They actually are doing well on trying to take you down.
Three of them?
Two.
Okay. What's that?
Two.
Two of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trying to bear you down.
Is this an imposed strength roll? Is that what this is? Alright, strength times three.
Mm-hmm. Usually, you don't really notice them yet. And so now, six more attempt to latch on.
Obviously, they would.
Oh my god. Two of two more match latch on. Bing,
bing, bing. A parry.
Damn you.
Three.
Sorry, parry three times.
Okay, success on the first one.
Uh-huh.
Second one, I need a low roll. I parry all three.
And then Doyle gets to express his dissatisfaction with one.
You know what? I'm going to try this intimidate thing again. I'm just going to yell, I am your god!
Let's see if this... You want a skill 5 for your yelling boy?
I don't have anything. Are you offering me one?
You have, right, yeah.
Yeah, yes, you get a plus one or a successful or something. Just give me something.
Here's a successful mission.
Sure, take the successful mission.
You have a successful mission.
All right, I will play the skill 5.
You got Hello Kitty with Dalek.
Yep, so I need a 15. Alt 7.
Next round.
I think we'd like to do something.
Oh, god damn it.
Everybody's still waiting for something good to happen.
Yes, you are.
That was it. My role was the good thing that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You mean, well, that's critical martial arts. Why do you need to bother rolling?
No. You just punch one. He goes away.
Even at minimum damage, that's...
Yeah, he just goes away.
So,
yeah. Right? And Richard?
I'll just shoot... well, if all of mine are running away, then I shoot at the ones which are around Terry.
Those are, quote, firing into a melee?
Yeah.
Any of yours that you want to shoot in the back are fine?
Yeah, I've got no problem trying to...
Oh, fucking melee. Chose you shoot between Jameis's legs. Shows yeah, Jameis' like thighs going bloop 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 from the
30, wind
going. Yeah. Shows like both of his skin rippling as the bullet passes between his legs and his nuts go beep and creep up real suddenly.
Even
like
at minus 30, that's by 17.
It shows the one guy getting hauled away vomiting. He goes, I feel it better. All of a sudden, all its fucking gore hits him in the face. He goes, there to keep hauling him up. So. He then starts running up again. And we now go to... they're pretty much into route. This is the routing round. Let's see if they can get reinforcements.
They
run and, like, make horrible motions at you. Mostly protection against evil things. And being melodramatic as they're all fleeing is approved. Doyle.
I still got one on me?
He's hoping you don't notice. He's just like...
I smash him.
All right, and... He's just holding on and just kind of hope you forgot about him. And Omen.
It didn't have to come to this. Off. We could have been friends.
Off nice five.
Card. And Moa.
What about my head on this St. Crispin's Day?
Take a card, freak. All right.
Oh, that might be a card to help me pay for the gun.
Oh!
And you see Doyle out there, like, roaring and shit. You think he's still got one on him that he hasn't noticed yet? He's just hanging on his back. Going, like, huh? Doyle doesn't see him, so he's like, huh? And, right, you guys get together. The one attempts his biggest stealth roll of his life to kind of cautiously go, sneak away. Give me, what's your feel? It's an opposed roll.
My feel, 41.
He doesn't, like, transfer from Doyle to a tree. Doyle passes. He climbs up it. You know, Doyle doesn't notice. He's like, do-do-do. So, yeah, you guys all get together. The client's there. He's looking pretty bad.
We need to get into the hospital now. Yes, you're yes. Doctor. Don't have the facilities here.
Hang on.
He stabs a random body.
Going.
Now some of them are still breathing.
I'm throwing out faster. The thing is,
I'll catch up.
Yeah.
It's a bang.
Well, we get it.
I make sure all of them are dead that are laying around.
You hear a fake keening in the woods. Like, fuck! Alright.
I play my Chicken Essence card again.
Did you already have a check in essence?
Yeah, but then he...
make Rock go now, so...
Oh.
I'll have another check in essence.
Echo.
Yes.
Pausing. In 3, 2, 1, and... And we're back.
And I trashed their stupid temple.
With no sound.
You're gonna go... Kick apart their
thing. Yep.
And we're back again with Sam.
All right. So are you guys wanting to wait for him to get done? Because he's going around stabbing all the down ones.
There are no. We're just picking them up and going.
All right. No problem. As you're heading through the woods, you hear, like, smashing noises in the background and shit. Good. And, yep. Doyle goes berserk back there.
I'll come back, please.
I dropped it somewhere back there. I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah.
And you guys hurry off and give me an amazing sprint roll. I want a sprint roll by 60. I just want something fucking amazing. You hear all this destruction in the background. You guys are doing the taking the wounded guy through the woods. We keep making Charlie. No, he's bleeding out of the mouth. Oh, that's not going good. And
by 30?
The 60 is by 30?
Yeah.
Alright. Girl sitting in the car. Cleaning his fucking fingernails by the time you guys get there. You guys do the fucking looking around like, what the fuck? And he's sitting in the back seat.
Sprinting, punching, and spotting things are the three things Doyle can do.
Keys. Stop climbing in through the broken window that you broke.
That window has paid for itself many times, you think.
Yeah, stick the guy in the back.
Doyle just puts his feet up, and you guys drive off.
I sit in the front, but I continually look in the back to make sure that Doyle isn't just putting him out of his misery.
Doyle is reaching into his pocket, but he smiles at you and stops when you look back.
He's barely alive, but we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
So you take him to the Welsh doctor.
Wow, yeah, that's...
There's not a hospital closer.
No.
This guy's going to perform miracles.
Yes.
Let us see whether he can perform miracles.
He's probably going to rattle a chicken bone over his head and fiddle with some entrails.
Wait, hang on a second. You're a doctor. You do it.
Well, I was going to suggest that, but, you know.
Yeah, we have some facilities first.
I don't know about the fucking young doctor. I don't know.
Go away.
Oh, we're Americans. We do what we want. Our country now. Fuck off.
Oh, and look at the reroll he got. It's the one with the Patriot guy on it, the tricorn hat. That's funny. Hey, Tim.
All right, so first aid roll?
I guess you get used as shit.
Medicine or first aid or what?
Both.
Okay.
You've got to save his life.
Does margin of success matter?
30 is great. Making it by 30 is
I made
like
the first
skating.
Aid by 30 and...
Just making it's okay.
And nothing fancy with the medicine.
You didn't make the medicine by 30?
No.
Just you going, more gauze! More gauze! You're losing him! God! Why is the machine going ping? Because it doesn't go ping! Oh!
No, it doesn't go ping. It goes, what?
He's getting ready to use defibrillator paddles. He goes, wait a minute. His heart's beating fine. Here, hold these. This is open. Demote me, will you? And anyway... So, right, you guys watch him work. He is hell on medicine, so to speak. And it looks like he's going to be okay. You'd suggest about 2.5 months of bed rest.
All right.
Yeah, actually, Moa could probably use him.
Does he make, like, a roll to see how many hit points the other guy gets back?
They don't give a shit.
Well, no, I was just wondering because of the plus one that Doyle has just to,
sure.
Just
roll,
to make
roll,
it easier. I don't know.
Roll d6, reroll if you get a 1, and if you want to spend your plus 1 on it, sure.
He gets d6 back?
D6, well, he gets first aid, medicine, so 2d3 roll, so reroll if you get a 1.
Oh, I've got 2d3s.
Oh, yeah, carry on. And you want to play your plus 1 on him? Yeah. All right, great. Yeah, he plays his big bird card.
6.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. And it'll be okay. So, probably 2 months.
If he's on the NPC, then he's on the PC, you bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd been better, actually, if he, he's
dead. Well, Terry, I say, slapping on the back where the hole is.
Would you like me to do some first aid for you, Terry?
You could, yes, please.
Oh, wait, you do have a plus 1 card you can get from for the Rage Hall.
You
also got a mighty D4 there, I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm keeping hold of that for my sanity.
All right. I will trade the Rage Hall for the plus 1s. Play the plus 1. Ding. I will heal you for 5 points.
Ding. Wow, over the next 5 days, you regain 5 1 hit point per day.
Sweet. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, oh yeah. And the something good, the client... is grateful for you getting him out of there and for revealing what a fucking horrifying bitch they wanted him to marry because she was hot. But as soon as she got hit by two, or wait, I don't even know if he was, well, wait, yeah, he was
freaking out in the middle of that, I think.
That was the something good as he remembered through his freaking out type thing. But yeah, as soon as she got hit with 2 2x4s, basically, she looked a lot less attractive. He admits,
and then got her head stomped on.
Yeah, and then had her head stomped on.
With the ugly stick. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes,
like,
he is
saying that when people get hit with 2 2x4s, normally they don't look less attractive.
To Hicks, they a
special thing.
To Hicks, they actually look more attractive. This is why they beat their wives with 2x4s. So that's what they call an ugly stick. The ugly stick helps to make them less ugly, they think. It's a different kind of culture. Oh, and by the way, they don't give you any negative favors, but you guys can all make a note that the little people, because they can't go anywhere, they're fixed to an area type thing. Just write down if you're ever in Wales again.
If we can do it, I want to come back and burn down the forest.
I'm sure the Welsh would fucking love that. The fucking Prime Minister would probably give you some sort of star for lighting fire to Wales, but anyway, just make a note, if you go to Wales in the future, that if you're in an area with low people, they definitely want to kick your ass, but as you got to see, it's like fighting a middle school. It really is, and for Doyle, it's kind of like watching him take on it's like watching a fucking famous wrestler like Hulk Hogan take on 6th graders. It's just really fucking brutal.
I would pay to see that.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people would. I know a lot of parents that would try to put their kids in
there. Been able to do more in the fight if we had armor damage reduction
as well. Yeah, if we had brought something ancient armor.
If we had had any kind of preparation, all of us could have done a lot more.
Wait, actually, with about 3 points of armor, which is normal chain leather, it would have been fucking badass combat type thing. But yeah, going in like, hey, what's up? Oh, I just got stabbed again.
Well, we didn't know.
We're not used to an army of people coming down. Well, they're not.
I was going to say, they're not. You are used to that. Even before you got your armor thing, you were used to that. So, yeah. Sad.
That's why I use hand grenades so often.
Yes, yes.
Well, you should have crotched one then, shouldn't you?
They make you go through, like, a couple metal detectors and hand grenades.
Oh, I should have crotched one, seeing as I've got a metal hip.
So, everybody, please get rid of all the cards you don't love anymore. Doyle has zero cards, so he's already done, but I'm going to do the refills and shit here.
Let's see, is there anything else to be done in England while we're down there?
Grateful, happy client.
Collect as much evidence as we can, Sled the Jelly and his operation.
Yep. And weren't we supposed to get a couple things for Holmes since we were by Baker Street?
We you did. Got some.
You bought him knickknacks. We were there.
Yeah.
A couple paddy wax. Give it
can we have two of the Queen? Are we here?
Well, I don't think we know.
America, damn it! Kick at the power star.
Give us tea! Well,
yeah, I think that they get you shot. I think the armed response team is already stationed permanently there. Shoot me, will you? Don't shoot Doyle. It just makes him mad. So,
if you're going to shoot me, shoot me twice.
What's that, Jamis?
As I tear say, I wouldn't mind having a tour around the BBC.
You'd sing the BBC 1, BBC 2, BBC 3 song.
BBC Heaven?
Yeah.
BBC 7, BBC.
No. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't think there's anything around here.
You guys end up with a nice tour of the BBC.
I'm getting very, very drunk.
That's easy. All right, so...
Pick up back via Germany on the way back there. See if we can just cut across.
If we can, yeah.
What's in Germany?
You do know Germany's not on the way, right?
Yeah, it goes the other direction. Wandering around Germany, talking to Mr. Zeiss Optics Factory owner.
Oh, he's not even an owner, he's just a business
guy. Well, he worked there, whatever. The guy who said, I was out wandering somewhere. I think that's what...
Well, he doesn't know where in the forest he was wandering.
Well, then let's not bother.
We could try doing something else rather than just, you know, we got this one option of nothing. We could,
well, such as what? I mean, how do you want to find it?
Well, you can fly a helicopter.
Yeah, but I can't spot things from the helicopter.
German pilot's license.
If we were to spend a couple times and you were just to ask over a couple days, you could probably get it to a pretty small area.
Yeah, but then I don't need to be in Germany for that.
Well, if you want to find it, if you want to, like, literally walk through the...
Well, I could do it with any... I mean, I could do it on a world-sized map and then pinpoint it down to... the exact location coordinates as on GPS grid.
Would be in Germany then.
That's yeah, but Germans funny. Have good beer.
Well, Logan, do you have anything for us to do except just go there and find it?
That takes you to a part of the campaign, if you do find it, that you expressed.
Yeah, I realize that that's where it heads.
Why don't we do card play first?
Is there anything to actually do apart from we could go in there and then we could just, like, quick march through there to get back to New York rather than...
You never tell about that, and who knows where it comes out.
Let's not.
So,
aside from the odd stamps that we wouldn't have on our passport.
Yeah, that's always awkward for customs. They came in, the country never left.
Well, then at some point, if you could narrow it, so we know where it's at.
Certainly, if we've got a couple of days, I will narrow it down that way.
No problem. Actually, yeah, that's true. Pays off the best because, you know, it's like, is it on this side or this side? And it's the answer is no.
Exactly, yeah. It's just no.
The answer is no. Damn it! Freaking crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently it's not anywhere right now. Bummer. But, anyway, do you want to use successful mission before the free end of mission refill?
Actually, you could use Hunch to find every gate on the planet.
If they're
if I had enough time.
Yeah. Before you went to bed every day, you know, you were like, alright.
Yeah, I got other things to do.
Yes, he does.
Time, other things to punch on.
Are you keeping the successful mission for a nope, then?
I think we use it as a nope just for the first round, and if we get nothing out of it, then we rally with it.
Up to you.
But,
yeah? Okay, so...
There's one less card right the second, but it doesn't mean we can nope whatever crap comes our way.
I will deal some cards.
Before it goes away, very much.
The what?
I can take it, coach, but we'll just have to see what we get.
Yeah.
Hey, ding, rally, Instapos, happy holidays, Clogging Greed, I can take it, coach. Why am I getting okay, I'll have that. That's
we got an Instapos?
No.
I got an Instapos, I'm afraid.
Oh, I thought
you got a Clogging Greed.
Oh.
There is no escape. I haven't seen any escape cards, so you're all good.
You haven't seen any this whole mission?
Nope.
All right. That's why I say would have gone.
Yep. All right, so that's what you got, and now you want to use the Rally Limited Master Plan, so...
I can take it, coach, to somebody else.
Yeah, gosh. You don't mind giving that Jameis, do you?
No, I'll be healed in 2 days.
Yeah, there you go, Jameis. Yeah. You trade him shit. Just
5 days, I'll still be down to the point, so I'll take it.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to keep your clogging green, get rid of your murder, dark, skill 10, and whatever shit.
Whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, so keep clogging green, got it. All right, so discard everything you don't want, gentlemen. And they discarded limited already, so I'll deal out new cards.
Oh, we're keeping the rally.
I got a new plethora. Do you ever check Connor Ray Doyle?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll trade it to someone else if they want it.
The plan and the victory! Hey! Except it's not prestige, so it's
I have to reaming then.
It's even better.
I got a victory. Do you have a checking con, James?
Who doesn't have a checking con?
I do not have a checking con.
You mind trading it, James?
No, I already said whoever wants it.
Okay, there you go. Bing! Yep. And you trade him a crap card, which he's going to toss out.
Plus
a penguin, weird skill time, you got nothing good, so you're going to get rid of your other cards.
Penguin is a nice card to try.
Yeah.
He'll probably use that on...
I'll use it.
Yeah, he plays it, the barb nuts that he's in are refilled.
What's that?
Well, it's where you're at, so the bar nuts get refilled. The bartender puts out more bar nuts, you're like,
you just got everything you want, everybody.
Everybody's got all that? Alright, so the rally's on top. Oh, yeah, this was a huge stat up for our
potential. We were full to 2 magic points.
I got the new pitcher on the skill 5 there. Lord Humongous defends his airspace. So, I don't see any love from that. You got shit.
Do I stop my clogging greed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
We've got clogging greed, a victory, a master plan. We should have master planned the rally when we thought about it. Oh, we can master plan the successful mission.
Yeah,
we can master plan the victory.
Yeah, get rid of Doyle's crap.
We've only got one victory.
Yeah, go for Marte, master plan successful mission. Yeah.
So, successful mission and master plan it.
Master plan.
Here we go, putting out more cards. Ding.
Yeah, so we want cards more.
Ooh, you got self improvement, maybe. We'll see if you can. Right, I'm the unusual skill hobbyist. Wow. Go, Doyle.
I spend
it. Doyle. Oh, you gotta wait till everybody gets there.
You shut up, you.
Now you gotta spend it. So, self-improvement, plus D3 to any skill under 90 can take you above 90. So if you got an 89, that's perfect. Roll 3-sider. And unusual skill...
89.
That's what I want to say. Unusual skill hobbyist, add in times 1 to your choice of a write-in, not including languages, max of 30 permanent increase.
Has to be a write-in?
Pottery.
Pottery.
Yeah, because rocket launcher would be considered heavy weapon, right?
It's not a writing. Yeah.
A flamethrower, let's see here. Chainsaw?
Nothing on the first 2 pages.
Chainsaw?
Well, chainsaw would be a writing because it's not on the sheet at the moment.
True.
Ooh, I could add it to xenobiology.
So, are you going to get rid of electric wheelchair, supporter 5, and play successful mission? Do you get one last... Or wait, no, you still got your free refill, I think.
No, kicked it off.
I'm going to take the check. You guys are.
Yeah, I've... We go again. See what we get.
All right. So this is the last. This is the last of the last, right?
We've had, I think, both of those. Right. I know we've had one of them.
I get a D3 to anything under 90, right?
Limited sharing is caring might be nice for the mighty D4 for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, you got nothing good. So, basically, it's going to be, I see one victory.
Yeah, one victory.
Everybody's going to get 4 paws, except the Doyle Meister gets 5, because he's got his thing. James can hang on to anti-reaming butt plug for a happy day.
Are we going again?
With what?
Are we playing another mission? Sorry.
I will have to check. I've got to see if I've got anything that's that short.
Why? What time is it right now?
It's just from a carplay perspective, I would keep hold of the limited sharing is caring for the anti-reaming if we were going again.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might not be. I've got to double check here.
Alright.
If not, I'm fine either way.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I think that's it for the night, but except for if you have any dick around stuff you want to do, but I don't mind. Actually, I'll hold off on that till next time. But I'll do the limited on the mighty D4 if you wish. That way everybody has some
sand. Do we get some sand out of this?
Yeah, you kept the client alive. Now, let me look in the book and see what they.
Despite his best intentions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clients are always trying to get themselves killed, dude.
No, we know what to do. You don't go into the house where the ghost is that you desperately wish to look at. Because otherwise you'll die. Okay, I'll go into the house because
I'll die.
I want to see.
Yeah.
Because I'm certain that's what you just said, because that's exactly what I heard.
Yeah, everybody's gaining a D6 sanity.
Nice.
For basically survival and keeping the client alive. If you had not survived, you would gain less sanity.
Alright, I'll use the limited sharing's caring on the mighty D4, so you can either add that to a skill when it goes up, or you can have D6 plus D4 sanity.
Alright.
D6 plus D4 is 1.
Yeah.
And what's the rest of the story?
Let's see if I can get my dex to go up. Oh, I've got a next smaller die if you want less sanity.
So you said we all got a mighty D4?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Alright, time to spend a little pause.
What are you going to spend pause on?
Make sure I get my essence goes up.
Oh, you're trying to get a 7?
Yeah, I gotta get a 7. Let's see here. And I actually think my con and intelligence should go up too.
Wow. So you're going to spend pause on all those?
I might. I'm going to start with essence though, to see how much that ends up costing me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Oh, 98. Oh, yeah, my pistol might go up. Well over 100 anyway.
Wow.
It just as well I had a pistol.
So, 3 paws, so that's 4.
Yeah,
4.
Very useful. 1. Yeah, I'm spent paws.
You're making Jameis choke to death.
It's just amusing. You do that, you actually get the wrong, you're all, why don't you do so?
Yeah.
Nah, nothing worse.
My memory improves.
What does?
Whopping 4 essence now.
Yeah, shit, you're getting closer and closer to normal life.
Oh.
Hey, I was down here once.
I'm so disappointed that I'm not 30 essence higher than you yet.
Wow, that's amazing.
You don't mind saying.
I can still roll times 4, but only if I roll a 100.
Ah, yeah.
Well, anyway, so for those of you with math skills, please work that out.
My signal goes up a huge amount.
All right. Con went up. And that was actually the first try. Dex does not. Ooh.
Hey, my signal goes up.
Roll above a 95, willpower could go up. Hmm.
So which of your stats did end up going up? Just essence?
What's that? Essence? Con? Are you shitting me? I just rolled a 96.
Which skill is that for?
Willpower.
Hmm. Ah, so that went back up to 20.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, apparently I've got to beat Belladonna off for the next year or so.
Yes, I'm certain that's what you'll be beating off.
Repel her could have been a better term. My dex stays crappy, though. Well, not crappy, but not great.
Hey.
Come on, intelligence. Yeah.
Missed his intelligence roll. I tell they almost wanted to punch the dice there.
Well, no, I rolled the 7, but not... So it's a 50-50 chance. It's like, do I want to spend the pause on a 50-50 chance for my intelligence to go up?
Oh, yeah.
Depends. Do you want to be more intelligent, or are you happy being...
Well, my intelligence is the one that I get up to, like, a little bit so that I can just...
Oh, yeah. We need to send you on that course again, don't we? I forgot.
Yeah, I just meant to pause.
See how much
so that's 5 pause so far. Well, I was mainly saying for stat rearrange.
His sense is now 10. Yay!
Wow. You're up to normal person. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Are you an artificer?
I highlighted 2 different weapons. Plus 5 each.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, he
that's
is.
That's how come we had a pistol.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Well, that would have been problems.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Motherfucker!
What?
I've got a 7 on my appearance. I need to get a 96 or higher.
Aye. That's worth spending some buzz on.
Hey! I got 100!
I'm now as attractive as Omen.
Yay! Do you have any other stats up that high to protect it?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Yeah, my willpower is my strength shield.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure that they'll beat him soon with the egg.
Well, we can get the... We use the... we have the super stat thingy working. Then eventually we can have higher stats. And that would be even prettier or even stronger than before. I mean...
Better, stronger.
Yeah, I'm guessing Dole's going for what's the next one? D8, is it?
Oh, yep. Yeah. D8 strength boss will fucking do him right proper.
My fist might go up. I gotta roll above a 15. Why does my fist go up but my catch can't go up?
Dude, that was the that was the fucking awesome
brilliant catch
like thing that. There. Crit and made by -40. Yeah.
Might as well go ahead and spend the mighty D4 on fist.
Yeah. That was what we call the intense Doyle badass scene there. That's when they first figured out something may be wrong. They're like, and they all gave it some thought like, yeah, we're not sure about this.
Because now the 2 stats up with raw. Well, it does depend on the stat up stuff, yeah.
Today is a good day.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about this module, but everybody got massive stat ups and stuff. I guess that just goes to show you England is good for you occasionally to get to.
Yes, it's the food, you know.
It's torturous, but it makes you stronger.
What?
Yeah, for some reason, this module had the dumbest name in the world. Is Plant Y-D-R, D-A-E-A-R.
That's Welsh, but I don't know what it's for.
Yeah, it stands for fairies or low people. Type thing according to their module.
How would, like, regular PCs handle that? Give the guy up?
Yeah, totally.
Go in with a huge combat mod.
Yeah, they would give him up. They would totally, because basically what their plan was, because, see, that's the problem with a lot of these writers, is they write, like, a novel, and they were going to have, like, there's a big siege going on, and you guys were in the house. Well, you didn't go into the house. You took the guy to the thing, and they're like, Do we have to wait till he gets to the house? No, I'll fucking take him here, okay? And, you know, I mean, because it would be stupid for him to go, why don't you take him to the house so we could siege your ass? That makes no goddamn sense. But they write it like a novel as opposed to, here's what the bad guys want. They want this dude. You know, and the only mistake that Helen made was she got within clubbing down distance. She got within baby seal distance. So, yeah, as soon as she did that, then the gig was up. Because
she got brutally beat down.
Oh, yeah. Well, up until she took damage, the guy was like, wow, I gotta go barefoot, but I gotta fuck this beautiful, serpent lady. Shit, that's not so good, and I'm freaking anyway, so, yeah. But, no, I thought it was brilliant how Doyle kept knocking the guy out. Yeah, he may take a pay grade or two for that, but that was fucking funny. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, by the way, that poison does wear off. It goes inert after a while, and no, I don't know what it is. It's a magic little people fucking poison.
So he can't recreate the chemistry lab. Damn it.
No, so I put in the word magic. I've been hit with that shit before, and then the players go around going, it worked the same round last time. Yeah, fuck you. How's that? So, yeah, it was magic. Anyway,
yeah.
Yes, and because it's alien, you can't replicate the plant toxin either.
Right.
Alien.
Yeah. So there you go.
Screw you.
It was fun though for the mod.
But
it's what we call a module toy. I think he was the only person that knocked out that fast too.
Yeah.
Well, if it hit a PC, it'd be like con rolls and like, oh, I'm this like negative. With him, it's like, because he was a fucking pansy or something.
Come on.
Doyle, it hits Doyle, sticks in his neck, he's like, huh? Nope.
Look at that. If it hit a PC, it would have just been pause.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even if you'd been like, I want to see what it does.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, Doyle actually does do that. He like experiments to find out exactly. Yeah, I'm going to let the ghoul claw me. I want to see how much damage they're doing. Huh. Pansy. Yeah.
My Agurian still isn't fluent, but it went up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It would have been fluent had I rolled better on my d6. Mm-hmm. But it's not worth the pause. Mm-hmm. No.
And you didn't use the d4 on that? I am shocked.
No, I used the d4 to get my crit range up 1% on my fist punch.
Wow. Deadly, deadly man.
Baruch Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.baruchcthulhu.com HERROICCTHULHU.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.